since we're going on vacation, we thought we would welcome into the bunker. Jer, go ahead and open the bunker door, and let's welcome Vacation Santa. Hey, Vacation Santa.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, I'm not feeling too good. I'm very old now, so I can't hardly get around, but Vacation Santa's going around visiting people on the eve of their vacations. Thousands of years now I've been doing this.
May I ask you how old you are?
3,004.
So you just turned 3,000 a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 3,004 on July 9th.
Happy birthday.
I turned 3,004. Thank you. So I'm kind of in competition with my cousin Christmas Santa.
Right. We've all heard of Christmas Santa.
Yeah,
this is the first I've heard of Vacation
he's
Santa.
He's always been the most popular, of course, but I'm trying to change that to a targeted Twitter campaign and direct mailing and hot zips.
So we should follow Vacation Santa.
Works sometimes, doesn't work other times, as your program director can tell you, but we look a lot different. He's fat and jolly, dresses in a big red suit, and I'm crank thin and dressed like a boogaloo boy.
Oh, my gosh.
No association with the group, you understand that. But gotcha. We both bring gifts to those who choose to celebrate our seasons. And difference is my gifts are a little less high-end and a little more filled with drug deliveries, but...
Well,
that's a side business.
Okay.
But so, all you workers and mid-level managers who are out there ready to take your summer vacation, don't forget to leave out your tube sock by the fireplace so old Vacation Santa can fill it with goodies.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, so Vacation Santa has got some gifts for you.
Yeah, we have a fireplace here in the bunker. Boy. I guess we'll just put our tube socks down.
Get your tube sock.
You can fill them up.
This one must be George's tube sock right here.
There we go.
Okay, this is Craig's tube sock. They can put some gifts in there for you. All right. So, Craig,
paper, apparently.
I brought you some pretzels and some sports water for your bicycle.
Hey, man, that's really nice. I appreciate that.
I know you like riding your bicycle in your costume.
Yeah, this will come in handy.
So I brought you the pretzels, some sports water, and a huge human dildo.
Well, I don't know if I can use that.
For any downtime you experience while you're on your vacation.
Not sure I'll use it, but thanks for the thought that counts.
George, I brought you a collection of... red dirt cassettes that I made for you.
Cassettes
that I made by hanging around the bushes outside of Randy Rogers' bedroom at night. Ooh, you ought to hear these things. They're unbelievable, George. You ever heard Randy Rogers scream like a cat in heat?
You
will after you listen to these cassettes, George. Now, also, George, I brought you something extra special. Look at this here.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. You need an assistant.
It's a big tube sock.
No, I'm getting it out of the bag to put it in the tube sock.
Oh, okay.
It is a huge human-shaped dildo for your play pretend time.
Okay. Human-shaped.
All right. So, Craig, I brought you this.
Okay.
Not in a bag. It's a big piece of luggage.
Yeah, well, look
at that.
It's
carry-on luggage for your travels. Now, I know you're probably not flying, but but it will fit into the trunk of a car, too. I checked on that for
you. That's great,
Yeah. So, look at that. It's nice.
Do you mind if I open it up?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what is that smell? What is it?
Let's just say that's someone who done Vacation Santa wrong at one point.
I don't want this Vacation Santa.
I'll tell you what, I'll hose that out after we're done here.
I don't want this.
And then, George, I brought you this here. Look at this big stack here.
That's a big
right
stack,
there.
All right.
I brought you some old newspapers.
Okay.
After my dog was finished giving birth, I thought, well, why not dry these things out and give them to somebody who likes to read?
Gross. That is nasty.
You repurpose a lot more than the real Santa.
My budget ain't quite what regular Santa's is, so I have to do what I do. I'll be making the rounds now. I'll be coming to visit you on your vacations every night. Vacation Santa's going to sneak in your room and watch you sleeping.
I thought this was the only visit we were getting from
you. No, Vacation Santa visits you every night.
Okay.
And he protects you. He protects you while you're sleeping by holding the pistol right at your eye level. Just to make sure no bad dreams get in there that Vacation Santa doesn't have to shoot out.
Turn on your alarm system, George.
I'm going to.
No, Vacation Santa wants to remind everyone to have a happy and safe vacation.
Okay.
And to keep that back door unlocked for Vacation Santa to come look at your wife.
Hey, we're going to usher you out of the bunker
now. Wait, no, come on.
Vacation. What do you do? Get out of
That's
here.
Enough. That's enough.
I'm going to kill you.
There he goes. Vacation Santa. All right, we've got golf this weekend, and we've got some horse racing to talk about next.
And I'm back, George.